meeting of the Lawrence Township Zoning Board of Adjustment has been provided by filing the annual meeting schedule with the municipal clerk as required by law, by filing this agenda and notice with the municipal clerk, posting prominently in the municipal building, and mailing to the Trentonian newspaper. Can we call the roll?
Mr. Blaney?
Present.
Ms. Denver? Mr. Cohen?
Here.
Ms. Holtham?
Present.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Ms. Sigalakis?
Here.
And Mr. Camasco?
Here.
Okay, before we move into our application this evening, we have our minutes for approval, May 21st, 2025. Were there any revisions or edits to the minutes? I would entertain a motion to accept.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Mr. Cohen?
Yes.
Ms. Holtham?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Ms. Sigalakis?
Yes.
And Mr. Camasco?
Yes.
Okay, up next we have public participation for items that are not on the agenda this evening. Seeing none, we move to the resolution of memorialization 12-25Z, bulk variance application number ZB-6/25 for 13 Buckingham Drive. Entertain a motion to accept it.
I'll move to accept the resolution.
Second.
Second.
Mr. Blaney?
Yes.
Mr. Cohen?
Abstain.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Ms. Sigalakis?
Yes.
And Mr. Camasco?
Yes.
And so we move on to the application portion of the evening for bulk variance application ZB-4-25 for 32 Canal View Drive. Invite the applicant or anyone who's representing them to come up and introduce yourself. Yes.
Good evening, Madam Chairwoman and members of the board and consultants to the board. My name is Erica Edwards. I'm a land use and zoning lawyer here.
Can you use
the
microphone, please?
Yeah.
I'm usually plenty loud.
Now I'm even louder.
Don't use the mic. Let's read that.
Push the button again.
Maybe that's how the microphone wasn't on.
It sounded good to me before. Okay. It sounded real good.
So what do you think? Should I try it again or?
I think it's competing with the other equipment.
No, is somebody else have their mic on?
Okay. I can do that.
It's the owl?
I think so.
Oh,
man. Can we unplug the owl?
No, we're not allowed.
We'll just talk loud, please. Okay, I can do that. Again, Erica Edwards, I'm a land use and zoning lawyer here in New Jersey. This evening on behalf of the applicant Srinivas Vanga with a development proposal for the property known as 32 Canal View Drive. That's block 5201.09. Lot 41.02 in the Township of Lawrence. We are here seeking two variances that we know of and that have been identified and acknowledged, and those are a variance for the buffer between the development or the proposed new residence and the floodplain, and a front yard setback variance. We have two expert witnesses. We have a civil engineer, Doug Pelican, whom I understand you have seen on many occasions here. And we also have an architect of record with us as well. So I'd like to begin. We also have the applicant, of course, for any questions. We think the proposal speaks for itself. I think you'll agree after you see our testimony by our engineer and our architect. But as I said, certainly the applicant's here and can testify to anything that the board would like to know about. With that, I'd like to call our first witness, Mr. Pelican. Okay, very good. Mr. Pelican, you want to grab into a chair and you want to say
Madam Chair, I'll indicate that the proof of notice, proof of publication are in order. The board has jurisdiction. Well, if you'd raise your right hand, you swear the testimony you're about to give is truthful.
Yes.
Thank you, please. There should be a chair for you.
He said he wanted to stand. I was going
to stand. Could you give us your full name and spell your last name for the record?
Sure. Douglas C. Pelikan, P-E-L-I-K-A-N.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Pelikan, you want to walk through the plan, the variance plan that you prepared, if you would, please?
Okay. Well, it's just putting a single-family home on an existing lot, Canal View, and we've got about a third of an acre to work with. Large portion of it's wetlands and a floodplain in the rear of the lot. There was an existing approval back in 1999 to put a single-family home on a lot, and a few things have changed since in your zoning regulations, but we tried to stay within that original approval envelope as best we could. In fact, we made the front setback slightly more than was originally intended, by a tenth of a foot, which is kind of meaningless at that point. So I think we fit just about all the ordinances. Other than at this point now, you have changed to a 100-foot buffer from a floodplain, which wasn't there originally. So we're asking for relief on that for variance for the we're within a couple of feet of the floodplain, and that's really only in the only buildable area of the lot anyway. The other thing. We would need at this point too, I guess, as a variance for relief from usable yard square footage. Basically, it's due to the rear yard. We don't have any usable rear yard due to the floodplains, due to the definition of usable. Side lot and front side yard and front yard, we've got about 60% usable space, so. We're really constrained by the wetlands and the floodplain, which is basically the same line. Right now we have on our plan, we're set back 26.3 feet. From the engineer's report, I think Brenda would like to see a little more room there, if possible. We don't have any objection if you would allow us to move the house forward some. I was trying to stay within the boundaries of what was already approved, so I set it back to 26 feet. Be nice if we could gain another 6 feet and just call it an even 20 feet as a front setback rather than the 25 actually that was approved in 1999. That would give us a little more room back there for working. Not that it can't be done the way it is now, they'd have to be awful careful. And two, I don't know, Brenda had mentioned that it'd be tough to put a patio or a deck in the rear of the house, being that it's so close to the floodplain line. We moved it forward a little bit. There is a space back there. We could possibly put an elevated deck that would stay away from the floodplain line, you know, maybe about 8 feet wide, which would be nice for the back of the house. Other than that, I don't have any objections to the comments that were made. If we can improve upon things, that's fine too.
I'm sorry, I apologize if I missed it. Could the witness state his qualifications? I know you said he's been in front of the board a lot of times, but not in front of
Not me. A problem. I've been a licensed engineer for 48 years.
Thank you.
Been here a few times.
Okay.
License is current in the state of New Jersey, currently.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No.
Any other?
Let's see what questions the board or its consultants have.
Yes, sir.
The approvals that were done back in the late 1990s, I assume that was different ownership, and there's a newer owner who's a fine.
Yes, sir.
Okay, how long has the ownership How long is the current owner of the property?
How long did you own the property? I think 2015. I have to...
Approximately from 2015.
2015?
Right.
Okay, and they were aware of all the approvals that were given back in the late 1990s?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'd like to open it up to our board consultants for their questions first. Do you have any?
Go
ahead. Our concern is the current location of the house and how you can construct it so close to the wetlands line and the floodplain line, notwithstanding the fact that the entire property is in the buffer. So could you explain how you can ensure that there is no construction equipment, dirt, debris, et cetera, beyond that line?
Well, if somebody says don't go beyond the line, then you have to make arrangements not to, even if it's like, as you suggest, put a temporary fence up, you know, just inside that line to prevent anything going beyond. As I say, it'd be kind of nice if we could move it a little closer to the road. Other homes in that area are substantially closer to the road than even what we're proposing. So if we, like right now, we've got it at 26.3. If we go to the 20 feet, that would give us an extra 6 feet to keep debris and so forth from possibly getting beyond that.
So is that what you're requesting?
Yeah, I guess so. At this point, yes.
Okay. Has any other type of construction been investigated, such as the superior wall method or something that...
Well, that's what I had suggested, but that's up to the architect.
And we'll be hearing from the architect?
Correct.
Okay. If it is approved, whether it's at the current setback or the board approves moving it a little closer, we will require a fence
at
the limit, because I do remain concerned about encroachment into the area.
Absolutely.
Can you provide some testimony as to the proposed first floor elevation with regard to the FEMA elevations?
The FEMA map from the surveyor called out the FEMA map at 64.6, I believe. First floor elevation's at 72, so we're, 8 feet above
flood? So you'll meet the current standards, which include elevating well
beyond. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we only need 3 feet, and we're at 8 feet.
Okay. And one of the other items in our report is the landscaping that was required by the Delaware and Raritan Canal Commission when this project was originally approved. We're recommending that landscaping be installed.
No objection.
Okay, that was
we'll have to get, if we could request the landscape plan from prior, we don't have an objection to it.
That the landscaping is entirely across the property along that conservation line.
Okay.
And then the other point I wanted to raise is the way this house is designed, there, unless it is moved forward, there is no room for a rear patio, deck, you know, any other accessory use that people normally hope to have. So the applicant should be very cognizant of the fact that nothing can happen in the rear yard. You know, no basketball court, garden, there can be nothing.
We understand that, but we're keeping it within the footprint of the previous application. And as I'm saying, or we discussed, it'd be nice to move it forward to 6 feet, because then we would have the ability to put a small raised deck behind the living room and stay outside of the
only way you could have it, I don't know that you could have a deck. You might be able to cantilever a balcony or something.
Well, but that's,
you
could, that's
not
right.
You could not have anything with steps coming off the back of the house.
Right. But I agree with you. That's not a problem, but if we could, we would have enough room at that point to put in like an 8 foot wide.
I don't think you would be able to put any, if you move it forward 6 feet, 6 feet is all you would get because of where the floodplain line is. you can't go in the floodplain without DEP approval, and I'm sure
understood.
You can go that route. But you can investigate an alternate house design. You know, this is not...
That may be something that would... True, if we have to, but at this point, if we could be allowed to move it up the 6 feet, it would give us a little more flexibility. I think the client has done extensive design with the architect, and you can ask him that. He comes already for the floor plan, so I don't know where he might be willing to vary or not on that. But we would be a little bit flexible, at least as to meet the other requirements of the floodplain line with moving the house forward to 6 feet.
And then can you provide a little bit of testimony as to why you feel that encroachment into the floodplain buffer is not an issue?
Well, the buffer's there. You can't go beyond it. The lawn in front is nice. It's lawn. We're not really going to change anything on the property other than adding the other landscaping that would be necessary. And if we stood by the new buffer line, there nothing could go on that piece of property. So at least this way we're putting a viable single family home on there, and everybody can enjoy it, including the township.
I don't have any further questions.
May I ask a follow-up question, just so I'm sure that we're clear on what's being said, and so that we get this issue fully fleshed out here at the hearing. Is it the township's, is it the board's position that even if the house were moved forward, if the house is moved forward, since we are at this point the house is 8 feet in eight feet from the floodplain, right? There's supposed to be 100 foot.
The house is right on the floodplain line.
Yeah, the house is just missing the floodplain line, just by a foot or so.
At the most,
yeah. It's right on the floodplain line.
Okay, so that being the case, if we move the house forward several feet, we'll still be in the buffer.
Yes.
So is it the case that there would not then be any flexibility, since we're still within the 100-foot buffer, would there be any flexibility at all with regard to any type of recreation behind the house? I just want to make sure I understand what I'm hearing.
I don't think there would be any flexibility about recreation behind the house, because even if you move it forward a couple of feet, that
you're still in the buffer.
You're in the buffer, and perhaps if you moved it far enough forward, you would be able to have a 4x4 concrete pad outside a back door. But that whole dark dashed line, which is the conservation easement line, is already recorded as the conservation easement line. There will be a line of plantings all along that line, so there will not be an opportunity to go into that conservation area and do any disturbance, planting of a garden, or putting a swimming pool or a shed or anything.
You can walk in it. That's about it.
Just want to make sure the applicant is aware of that.
But as I said, with a different type of house design, you might be able to gain a little bit of usable area, whereas the garage, or not a two-car garage, you do have substantial area in the side yard. Mm-hmm. So those are things that you could consider, and if the board approves the application, that is something that we would work with the applicant administratively if there was a slight modification to the footprint.
I don't know that I have any questions. I think Mr. Pelican addressed what I had requested, which was the usable yard calculation. I think I didn't answer
that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And truthfully?
Yes.
Thank you. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah. Jim Kyle, board planner. I think Mr. Pelican answered my question about usable yard. I think I already knew the answer to that, but I just wanted to confirm. When Brenda and I talked last week, you know, we talked about the suggestion of possibly moving the dwelling forward. If you look at the dwellings that are across Canal View, they're mostly about 22 feet setback from the front line. So this is that PBD2 zone where we have zoning, but something else was approved and built, so it, you know, it doesn't quite match up. So many of these houses across the street are about 22 feet. The one to the north, which was a very similar situation, is just about 34 feet setback. But they have a lot more usable area on that. They're not as constrained by the conservation easement line and the flood hazard area. It looks like there was a retaining wall that was constructed on that property that kind of divides, and they just had significantly more area to work with. It's an interesting situation because, you know, this lot was created, and I think the 100-foot buffer, Brenda, came after this lot was created. You know, obviously, if there was a structure here, it would be a legally existing non-conforming condition, but this is a vacant lot. So I think in terms of the application of that, essentially, it would eliminate any use of this property if that were enforced, you know, strictly. So we want to be wary of that. But I think Mr. Pelican answered all the questions that I had in my memo, and I'll just have a couple for the architect when they come up.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for members of the board?
I have a question for Mr. Kyle, and that is, I guess what we heard is that you're looking to move the structure approximately 6 feet forward.
Yes.
Okay. I guess my concern is I'm looking at the plan, and it looks like it's about 27 feet from the garage to the public sidewalk.
Right.
A car length is approximately 20 feet.
Right.
And you need a little bit of room.
Right.
So that's not going to give, you know, the car will be stick, if the car's in the driveway, it'll be sticking out to the public sidewalk if you go too much further.
That's correct. That's why I'm saying the maximum would be, reasonably would be move it forward to the 6 feet because.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is 6 feet looks pretty tight. Car length is 20 feet and you need 2 feet to maneuver.
You know, well, that's to the property line now, so.
So if you park your car in the driveway, I guess my concern is it'll be encroaching and part will be sticking into the public sidewalk area.
I don't believe there's a sidewalk on that side of the street.
There's not.
And,
yeah, there's only these two lots in this area, so there's no sidewalk on that side. It's all on the other side of Canal View.
Right. So actually, there's slightly more than the 27 feet, because the 27 is to end of the curve. The curve in the driveway, not the curve, but. So you probably have about 29 feet.
It's 30. Yeah, it's
30 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, to the property line, and then you have whatever it is, another 10 feet to the curb. So no, you're not sticking out into the.
Okay, so you're saying that even if you put a car in the driveway and you leave 3 or 4 feet to maneuver around the car, it will not overhang into the public street.
Right.
And I think our size requires 22 between the face of the garage and to count it as a space. Correct.
Yes, and I think on occasion it has gone down to 20.
Okay. Because, I mean, really, you can park a car in a 9x18 space. As long as they have adequate width, it's a two-car garage. It's a four-bedroom house, so they have to have
two and a half spaces.
Two and a half spaces, so it wouldn't really be any issue with our size.
Thank you.
I have a question that pertains to. And I'm referring to Mr. Kyle's report, last paragraph before plan comments on page 3, in the last sentence of that, relative to the intent of the standard, and the standard being referred to here is the encroachment on the 100-year floodplain, or rather the buffer to the floodplain, excuse me. The board should consider the intent of the floodplain regulations and required buffer, which are implemented to protect public health, safety, and welfare related to flooding concerns. Could you speak a little bit about what you're doing to mitigate any public health, safety, and welfare related flooding concerns?
Well, we're trying to build everything to your ordinance. I mean, we're leaving room for proper parking and staying away from your floodplain.
Right, but that's why the buffer exists, is for health and safety concerns regarding flooding. So what, if encroaching on that floodplain, or on the buffer of the floodplain, is, I mean, that rule exists for a reason. So what are you doing specifically in this plan to address those concerns specifically?
I don't know how I have an answer specifically for that question you're asking. The reason we're in the, quote, dilemma and asking for a variance is because the lot was already approved at a period of time where the buffer was not required. So we're trying to fit the development as best we can into the area that allotted that could be developed.
But what are you doing specifically that would go to the purpose of providing some sort of buffer for the floodplain, i.e. raising the building first floor elevation well above the flooding, providing the buffer that was approved by the DNR Canal Commission? I think you're looking for those types of reasons
record. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, I think we've attached that already. Like you say, we've raised it well above the floodplain and the requirements for building within next to a floodplain. And again, after laying this original document out, we are tonight requesting to move the house forward some more to give a little more room from the development line or the buffer line to the structure. And we're constrained to what we have here. We haven't tried to bring it right down to the little nitty gritty on everything other than the way the layout is at the moment. It's very close to the line, extremely close to the line. So we agree, and we would like to have a little bit of flexibility to rework the footprint and stay within the constraints of what we're talking about tonight.
I think that one of the other things the board could recognize is that this is a mowed lawn area now. It's not serving as the traditional floodplain buffer that you might see on other types of applications.
And what's the impact of that? It's a mowed lawn?
It is, in essence, it's already been disturbed and developed.
I see.
It doesn't contain the traditional floodplain buffer vegetation or grading that would protect the floodplain. However, I think putting in the buffer plantings and the elevation of the dwelling does go away toward meeting some of those concerns.
Okay. Thank you.
Could I, if I could, would it be possible for us to take 5 minutes so I could confer with my client and the consultants?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, appreciate that. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Yeah. can take them to 707 at some time.
But those lots, the lots across the street are much more nice. This is just such a weird.
Unless my colleagues don't get into like 9:30.
It's like one person to someone.
There's a few that live in here, New Jersey. I have one colleague who lives in Hamilton. So, yeah, she and I are just in there. It's nice to get out of there early. Because I find that the morning is never an issue. It's almost never an issue. Until it gets cold. Oh, okay. Thank you.
There's so much
fun. In the afternoon.
So there's this, I don't know, her Instagram. There's this man called the Club of the and he does really
amazing.
What
track
will
the
train be on? And also, like, he
moves the garage.
I
think if we go back to the session,
503 is absolutely the worst.
Will we get a chance to speak at all?
Yes. There will be, after the applicant has their witnesses testify and we have a chance to ask them questions, then we'll open it up to members of the public to ask questions or to make a statement.
Okay.
Yeah, so at the very end.
I'll forget everything by then now.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, remember now. So we'll ask.
I have one day to make my two expressions. And then I was also on a day.
I don't remember what his answer was.
They had a big storm come up and they declared a state of emergency. And everyone was on the hell out
of this. Did he not answer?
I was on a train.
Maybe just like 30. It was
leather seats.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Like most of these applications I look at and I try to see both sides, right? Why would you put that in here? I remember this one. I had no idea that that
it's like behind where like shoppers.
The house that's right next to the old farmstead that was there. And then across from it is the whole development.
The one we saw not that long ago is just kind of straight through almost.
Before we approve the resolution.
I mean, that was wild.
I was disappointed when they told me it was just Starbucks moving so they could have the drive-thru. So my friends were like, you know what's going on in March. What are they building there? I don't know. I didn't think about that.
Wait, where?
In Mercer Mall, the Starbucks used to be like in that strip where Verizon is.
Yeah,
they built a new one behind it so you could have a drive-thru.
Oh,
well, that parking lot.
Next to the bank.
People would always double park right there in front of the Starbucks as if no one needs to get in and out once they've gotten the coffee. So,
well, there's like very little parking in that little section.
There is. You need to go park by the liquor store and walk over. Like, that's what you have to do.
Yeah. Wait, which Starbucks?
Who approved
the one at Mercer Mall?
By, like, the smoothie place in Mercer Mall.
Okay.
Not the one near you.
Did you ever try?
Oh, yeah.
I dread pulling out.
Yeah.
What, the one downtown?
Yeah. I mean, especially on Thursday and Friday, Ginger Peach is hopping.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Starbucks is hopping.
Yeah. Now the ice cream place, too.
Well, that's more of night business.
It is crazy busy downtown.
See, for me, it really matters whether or not school is in session, because I need to know whether or not if I take a walk, I can get Starbucks at the college campus. That's my reward halfway through the walk. When school's not in session, I cannot get Starbucks halfway through my walk. And the Canadian geese get scarier, so.
They're vicious, man.
They are.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Yeah, but there are tiny turtles in that pond there. They're very tiny ones, and they'll come out when there are no students around, like this day. Turtles may have dark. What do you think? to keep you waiting.
Their bunnies are smaller than the squirrels.
Respectfully, we would like to request a continuance to our next hearing date. We would like to get a planner and come in with planning testimony.
What's the procedure for considering such a request?
Well, I mean, the board could clearly grant a continuance without the necessity for further notice. There are folks here who have come out tonight, so they would be informed that the meeting, do we have room on September?
Well, September is fairly busy at the moment. I'm waiting for somebody to confirm. I think I could put you on second or third or October, but if you were going to submit any information, you might need that time anyway. If we are going to consider a continuance, perhaps you want to hear from the people in the audience who have taken time to come out tonight to see what the issues may be on their end.
The board's prerogative to do that, of course.
Yeah, I think that would be a good way to move forward. Okay, so in terms of the continuance, just ask for a motion to continue this application to...
Well, before we did that, I think we should invite the neighbors, I think the neighbors who were here, to come be sworn. They could give their testimony about their position on this. And that might be helpful to the applicant as well, to be able to address those conditions perhaps when they come back.
Okay.
So, folks, would you come up?
Yes. Anybody speak Chinese up there?
Bring a chair. All right.
So
what
we have
we're going to do is we're going to swear you in so you can testify about what you've heard so far tonight. Yeah. But then the board is going to table this until October, and you can come back that night. But it would be helpful to hear what you have to say.
Good.
So if you'd raise your right hand, do you swear the testimony you're about to give is truthful?
Yes.
Thank you. Ma'am, could we have your full name and could you spell your name for our secretary?
My name is Holly Chen.
Okay.
Holly Chen, yeah. H-O-I-R-Y.
Chen, C-H-E-N, yeah. And I'm Joe Massone, M-A-S-S-O-N-E. A married couple, we own the property next door, 28 Canal View.
You're welcome to make your statement, your testimony for the record.
Yeah. So when I was reading through all of this stuff, it sort of hit me that some of these issues are because you're trying to squeeze a much bigger house onto this property than would normally be even needed or necessary. If you look at the whole Yorkshire Village complex, there's various designs, a lot of two-story designs, a lot of square footage, but they're not spread out so wide and it, you know, don't require as many changes as I'm hearing tonight as this one does. And even in the middle of this, they started changing again from 26 feet back to only 20 feet back. It's all because of them trying to overdo the size of the house that we think is reasonable for what we have there. If you look at our property, we're back 30 feet. And now if this house is up 20 feet, it's really odd looking. We stopped there today, even in the rain, and we measured the 26. It looks halfway decent, you know, that these two houses sort of line up, but that's just one thing. Now this house that they're talking about is 55, 56 feet long and deep and 3,000 square feet. So again, we're trying to squeeze this one, which seems unreasonable. If you went through and you looked around, there were so many nice designs in there that are already compatible with what's there instead of pushing something in there that's not. And now destroying this environment. You know, this buffer is there for a reason. It'll be completely wiped out. You know, I don't see a valid reason for doing that. Right? But that's just the beginning of it. So we're environmentally conscious, so we're concerned about the floodplain, that's not disturbed. We're also concerned about the fact that the buffer's going to be basically completely wiped out from 100 down to 0 or 100 down to 8. It doesn't seem right. The buffer is there for a reason. The little bit of reading I did about it says that it's there to protect wildlife and the environment and even from flooding downstream. So just to remove a buffer to satisfy somebody's desire for a larger house than they would need to have in that spot, then you should have bought a property that would take a larger house. And it was a good thing that the lady mentioned here, an alternate design, because we've been, my wife and I, talking about that, but we weren't going to bring it up until they started talking about more changes, a bigger backyard, and this moving the house frontwards, and other alterations that don't seem to be compatible. You know, now we only got 5 days notice about this meeting, instead of the requirement is 10, we might have been able to get a little bit more information or bring somebody in. But one of the other things that we would be concerned about is that we don't suffer a negative impact. I know that hasn't been discussed yet, but it was in that KMA letter about addressing any and all negative impacts to all the neighboring properties fully to make this work. So we would be concerned that, you know, we didn't suffer any negative impacts. So I was trying to discuss this a little bit with my wife also, like, what could those be? Well, right away, the horrible rains we've had. Our own property got flooded because we had a gutter problem, but now we have another house next door to us, and all this impervious, this covering, where's all this water going to go? So we're a little concerned about what will happen with the rain, you know, storm water. That might be one negative impact. I don't know all the other ones, but two or three that I think were brought up in the KMA was air, open space, and light or something. Now, this big house is sitting there within 20 feet of our house and standing up 35 feet high, blocking out the sun for a good part of the day. So, you know, these are feelings we have. I don't know how much that means to a governing body, but these are some of the things that we've been thinking about. I probably have more, but I'm, you know, I think that was about it. What do you want to say? Something?
Well, my English is poor, so. But I like that property because when your drive car goes over that property, the beautiful tree, beautiful street. But before next lot, I think for a small piece can't bring a bigger house. So we didn't buy that land. If we know can build a house, maybe we buy the land before. So now they designed so big the house, like people have big head, a small tiny leg, like that. If they move forward next the curve, you can imagine the I think the broken the beautiful street wheel. This is I thinking like that. And even the blood, yeah, over basement, yeah. How many times? Mm-hmm. 3 or 4 times.
Well, that's our problem. Yeah, yeah. We let the gutter get clogged up, so yeah. I fixed
sometimes
that.
Sometimes the grass, the flood coming like that. So we want the community beautiful, right? Even have new house, the match everything, match environment.
Yeah.
We want that. We don't want like a castle house, like I don't know how to say English. Like, so this is my concern.
And I
want a beautiful street, beautiful neighbor house, everything crumble like
yeah.
That, very the same style like that.
I think so I remember reading someplace that there was a variance granted back in 99 about the buffer area. I don't think that's true here. But even if it was, or any of these other variances, that was a whole different period of time, and that's 26 years ago. And number two, I saw the house that was supposed to go on that property. They actually put that house on that property. It doesn't say that here, but that house was sitting there for 5 or 6 years, with no one living in it. We used to kid around about it. It'd be great, you know, for Halloween. And then finally, they had some occupancy problems or some, you know, certification problems. They wind up knocking the house down, filling the hole that was there. But it wasn't anything the size of this. It was, you know, easier to accommodate something like that, I think. I guess that's all we have right now, right?
Yeah, you said before you that's one piece line, right? Before two.
Yeah, they have that, yeah. Well, thank you for the chance to speak.
Of course, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
As Mr. Schwieger said, when we talk about continuing the application, it would likely be the October meeting.
Well, as I was thinking about it as the discussion was continuing, and Mr. Colosco had said he cannot make the October meeting, so maybe we should consider putting it on September just for continuity purposes. But it depends, Ms. Edwards, if you think you're going to be submitting revised information, or, you know, would you be ready for the September 17th meeting?
So September 17th, that was going to be my question.
Yeah, it's either September 17th or October 15th, but, I can only promise, you know, five people October 15th.
Do we think we may be revising our architectural drawings?
Yes.
Okay. I think we anticipate a revision to the architectural drawings, and so October is probably more realistic.
Okay.
So I would ask for a motion from the board to continue this application to the October meeting. Is that correct?
Yeah, the motion, the oral motion to continue this hearing till the October 15th meeting without the necessity of re-noticing. So we'll tell you to come on back on that date or anybody else, but that would be
good.
The motion.
Thank you.
I'll move that we continue this application to the regularly scheduled meeting in October, which I understand to be October 15th.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. It looks like we will see you all back here in October.
Thank you very much for your consideration. We appreciate it.
The same.